Lambert, item number
Item number five,
five.
commissioners. Item five is the nomination for the Hollywood Premier Motel located at 5329 to 5337 Hollywood Boulevard and 1716 to 1718 North Serrano. The staff recommendation is that the commission take the property under consideration and adopt the staff report findings. And James Destoli is here to present the nomination.
All right, so the Hollywood Premier Motel is primarily
Can I set
identified
that up for
by
the record? Can you please state your name for the record?
James Destoli. So the Hollywood Premier Motel is primarily identified by this incredible googie sign. I've not driven past it in the past couple years at night, but as of I think 2018, I definitely saw all those letters lit up, so it's still functioning. This to me is a landmark that it defines the entire neighborhood of East Hollywood because we're talking about east of Western Avenue. So I used to drive past this. I would get off the 101 and I was driving home to my apartment. And so to me, it defined an entire neighborhood. So it was built in 1960, and the architect was Joyce Miller. I found a couple other buildings that she did, an apartment and a house in the mid-century modern style. Not much is written about her, but hopefully we can find more as we continue to look. So this is eligible as an excellent example of a 1960s motel. And I would also say it is eligible as an example of mid-century modern style, in particular with its Googie sign, but the entire building itself exhibits mid-century modern features. It was identified in two separate surveys of Hollywood, one in 09 and one in 2020, as being eligible for the National Register. So, of course, a motel, it's the important thing about a motel is that there's a direct connection between the automobile and the room. So you're going to be entering from the parking lot. That differentiates a motel from a hotel. This, of course, seems obvious. Everyone pretty much knows what it is, but we have to define it. Now, in the 1950s, a motel became associated with Googie signs, advertising for motorists to come in and stay. So it's such an important part of the story of the automobile in post-war Los Angeles. The location, so you could see there, it's very close to the 101. It is on Hollywood Boulevard. So, you know, obviously Hollywood Boulevard is going to be a place that people want to come from all over to visit. And the idea of taking a road trip earlier, it would have been along Route 66, but then eventually it becomes the freeways have been built. And here we have this location right off the 101 is going to give you access to things like the Hollywood Bowl, the Hollywood sign, the Griffith Observatory, Universal Studios, and of course, the Walk of Fame. Here are three different motels on Hollywood Boulevard. The Harvard House Motel on the left was built in the late 1940s. The middle one, the Hollywood Downtowner, which was formerly known as the Coral Isle, was built in the 1950s. And here you see the Hollywood Premier Motel from 1960. If you look at these, you see three different approaches. In 1947, the Harvard House Motel was clearly designed to feel more like a home. I mean, look at how it's got the gable roof. It sort of de-emphasizes the parking lot. It has even wood siding on it. And then you look at the Hollywood Downtowner, you don't really have the parking lot visible, you know, from the street. You're enclosing it. In that case, they have a pool. But then by the time you get to 1960, the Hollywood Premier is not hiding the relationship to the automobile at all. So it's telling us that from the late 1940s up to 1960, the idea of, well, what would a family on a road trip expect? How would they want to spend the night? On the right side there, you're basically in this sea of asphalt. It's like you never even left the freeway. It's like you're practically sleeping on the road. And that's what car culture was by 1960 in Los Angeles. And aside from the sign, we've got some close-up shots of the sign, but there are some other flourishes, a mid-century modern flourishes, such as the lighting fixture, the floating staircase with the pebble dash texture on the steps. And then you have that, that concrete screen, which is still mostly intact, that encloses the pool and separates the pool from the sidewall. So please take the Hollywood Premier Motel under consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. excuse me. One quick question. Route 66 was Sunset Boulevard, correct?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions? All right, let's open.
Excuse me. No, I have a question.
Okay, sorry.
Is this located near the fire station?
I don't think there's a fire station.
Commissioner Kennard, no. It's further east.
Thank you.
You're talking about the fire station 82 at the freeway there? At Hollywood Boulevard and the freeway?
Well, it's been built within the last 10 years.
Yeah. Oh, it's within a few blocks of that.
Oh, okay, the other new one. Okay, sorry.
So is it near the new one?
Because that's right off the 101 next to that church. It's fairly close to that, but it's still, you would have to cross Western to get to it still, yeah.
Okay, I guess we have to go out in the field to decide. Thank
appreciate
you.
Any questions?
I appreciate this presentation in terms of the sort of the development of the quote unquote motel aesthetic that you showed. I thought it was a very entertaining and thoughtful presentation. Thank you.
Okay, let's open public comment on item number 5. Steve Luffman.
Good morning again. I'm speaking in favor of this great nomination and would like to add that this movie also had a starring role in this movie. This motel also had a starring role as a location in a great movie, the 1972 movie Hitman by Gene Corman. And it's significant for that. But also to me, I remember as a kid driving by it, and that was like Hollywood. Not maybe not at its best, but truly seedy, great Hollywood location. Thank you.
Any hands raised?
Denise Chavez, for the record, we have no raised hands.
Okay, let's close public comment on the Hollywood Premier Hotel. James, I sort of agree with Richard in terms of I never understood or knew the difference in the history of motels. I sort of appreciate that. I also appreciate your attention to the sign, especially since I drove down Sunset Boulevard last Friday night and the Arby's sign is still brightly lit in front of the pizza place. So I wonder what Arby's is thinking. I wonder what future user is thinking. But I think in my initial response, looking at the nomination was really, but I think it's worth taking a look at it, sort of seeing where it fits in the history of Hollywood.
Question I have for Lambert is, do we have any other motels on our list?
We do not. This would be the first.
Wow. Okay. So when I read this nomination, I was so excited because a woman architect designed it. And the building permit has not only her name as Joyce Miller, but also there's another name, Joyce Mettler, which is often an issue when women marry, right? So we lose them. So it's like, I've been on the commission for 15 years now. There's only been two other women architects that have HCMs that I know of. There might be others, but Julia Morgan and Edith Northman. And if we can find out more about Joyce Miller or Joyce Mettler, I would be really excited. So I'm very much in support of us taking this under consideration. Now I'm learning that there's no other motels, even better. And finally, I wanna commend the nomination, James, for including excerpts from the historic context statement. And I know sometimes those happen, but it's really important because a lot of work goes into those historic context statements, and not to use them is a tragedy. So thank you for that. And so I would like to move that we take the Hollywood Premier Motel under consideration and adopt the staff report findings.
This is Commissioner Buelna. I second that.
Denise?
Denise Otero, for the record, Commission Vice President Canar?
Yes.
Commissioner Buena?
Yes.
Commissioner Barron?
Yes.
Commissioner Canner?
Yes.
Commission President Maloski?
Yes.
And the motion carries.
Okay.